making 20,000 a month, but still studying until 5 every morning. This is not a story of motivation. It is a sober report on panic-driven learning. Lin Yuan, 32, a product manager at a mid-sized B2B SaaS company in Shenzhen, sat in front of his desk for 7 hours on the night of March 12. His screen showed an online course on large language model applications, half bought 6 months ago, frozen at 17%. He closed the laptop, checked his phone. Three more former colleagues had updated their LinkedIn status to open to work. He put the phone face down and opened ChatGPT again. I am not lazy. I am afraid to stop. Once I stop, there is only one thought left in my head: will it be me next week? Lin Yuan had bought 14 online courses, joined 6 knowledge planets, subscribed to 4 paid newsletters, and downloaded 218 PDFs in the past year. Of those, he had actually opened 7 courses for more than 30 minutes, and finished exercises in 1.5. In an entire year, he had only 1.5 portfolio pieces he could bring to an interview. If he got laid off tomorrow, he had nothing to show for those 287 days. He started logging every time he felt the urge to learn. After 30 days, a pattern emerged: the harder he studied, the closer the fear of being laid off. The farther that fear, the less he could study at all. It was not effort. It was a refined form of escape. He sat down with 3 former colleagues. The first one, a 35-year-old, said, "I was not learning, I was looking for a reason to close moments." The second said, "As long as I am still learning, I am still the person who is getting better." The third said sharply, "We are not afraid of being laid off, we are afraid of finding out we have not grown at all in the past 2 years. The mistake is to confuse the action of learning with the result. Buying a course, saving an article, opening a progress bar, those are actions. Being able to use it in a project, explain it in an interview, write it into a review, those are results. When actions eat up all your time, results stay at zero. The truth, a sense of security is not built by learning. It is built up by being needed. And you are not needed for what you have studied. You are needed for what you have done, that can be verified." From day 32, Lin Yuan stopped doing anything that he could not show in a portfolio. He set one rule for himself: every week, produce at least one piece of work that can be shown to others, or the week is a failure. He rebuilt his learning around the job, not around the fear. He built a 5-step weekly review system. Step 1, find the gap, open a job board, search 3 target roles, copy the 3 words that appear again and again. Step 2, micro-learning, 45 minutes a day, but every minute must end in a small deliverable within 24 hours, a prompt, a 50-line script, a competitor table, a short talk, a 5-minute demo. Step 3, ship a piece, every Saturday, package the week's small deliverables into 1 portfolio-grade work. Step 4, get feedback, send to at least 3 people, 1 peer, 1 target role practitioner, 1 outsider. Step 5, iterate, every Sunday, 1 minute, what did I learn, what did I ship, where am I stuck? After 12 weeks, his portfolio folder had 12 projects he could bring to any interview. He stopped saying, "I am learning." He started saying, "I shipped this last week, let me show you." His sleep went from 4.2 hours a night to 6.8. He deleted LinkedIn. Anxiety did not go away, but he stopped taking it out on himself. A sense of security is not built by learning. It is built by being needed, again and again, by something that is not you. And the only way to be needed is to keep shipping work you are willing to show anyone, anytime.